Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Will Fleming's call of Rafi Devers' home run over the weekend, Saturday. Red Sox lose 2 of 3 to the Giants, lose the series, lose the momentum that had been building. And we are left to ponder this Rafi Devers trade in terms of, were you just dumping salary? Is it what I believe it could be? Addition by subtraction, that he was maybe a net negative. And I know that's hard for some people to wrap their heads around. He was leading the American League in RBI. He's going to have a career high in walks. He's having this great offensive season. How could that be a net negative? Well, I haven't heard an outcry. I made the comparison earlier to the Jamie Collins trade when he was traded away from the Patriots midseason, and Devin McCourty was like, I don't know how you get better by trading away your left player. And Bill Belichick was like, hold my beer, Devin.
Interesting enough, he was certainly their most physically talented player. I would say Rafael Devers may not necessarily have been the most physically talented player, physically limited in certain ways, probably could have even been a little more physically fit. That said, arguably their best hitter, Jamie Collins, was traded at a time when he was, quote, freelancing.
Yeah, well, who said he was freelancing?
The announcers on the game?
Mike Lombardi. Mike Lombardi started the freelancing narrative. Who is Mike Lombardi?
The GM of the UNC football team.
A.K.A. Bill Belichick's right-hand man.
Ultra fob.
Fob. The fobbiest of fobs. So fob up Bill Belichick's bum, he can't see daylight. Fobby. That's what Michael Lombardi is. So, yeah, and we're going to do that, and people can say that about us. Are we ripping Rafi Devers' smear campaign, him while he's out
the
door?
According to the text line, the Twitch chat, and beyond, we're on the payroll.
Are we? I think they have the wrong direct deposit then, because I don't remember any of those actually clearing.
Same.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm happy to be on the payroll.
I can't even get a City Connect. I'm the new Rich Keefe.
That's true. You're going to bitch about it now? Have you seen what he gets?
Yeah, now he's getting everything.
People just send him random stuff.
Random stuff.
T-shirts. Yeah. Some of it good, some of it crap.
All I got is a Gary Myers book.
What's wrong with Gary Myers' book?
Nothing. I'm looking forward to reading it. I have no idea who wins. It's Brady versus Belichick.
Your check is in the mail, boys.
Thank you, Breslobot.
Breslobot, yeah, send that over. I'd be happy to talk more favorably about you, Mr. Breslow. Brez, as they call you within the organization. I feel like I should call you Brez if I'm on payroll.
Last week, we used the term alignment, as in, ownership, management, and of course the manager were all in alignment on the idea that they about a week before the Devers trade, this is what Alex Cora told us last Tuesday whilst you were on vacation, that they were all in alignment, and he knew for about a week or so that a deal was going to go down. They were actively trying to trade him, because Breslow said on last Monday night's super awkward Zoom from Seattle,
this guy's an effing stiff. No, it's not. Yeah.
No, that's what everyone was saying with their mic on mute on the Zoom, which is the way you're supposed to do it if you're going to be critical of your boss or somebody that you are currently interviewing.
And shut the camera off if you're going to take your
pants. Couldn't find the lineman.
Yeah, he said, Breslow said they were convinced something worse was going to go down behaviorally, so it was in the team's best interest to move him as quickly as possible.
What do you think that would be?
I don't know because...
Like a wildcat strike? No, I'm not even going to hit today.
What was... I mean, Manny kept the bat famously on his shoulders for three straight strikes before he got dealt away in 2008. Rafi Devers didn't run up the base path. Of course, he didn't do interviews here. Now he's doing post-game interviews for San Francisco with so much
baths.
Joy in his heart.
Somewhere Jaron Duran's like,
what was he
wait,
doing?
Why did I have to do the interviews here? Because you didn't want to do them.
What was he doing behind the scenes? Just like, this is just pure, audience at large, this is pure speculation.
Whatever the hell he wanted?
I kind of feel like he was.
Yeah. And which
was he
is
mouthing
not a lot.
Off? Was he mouthing off worse than telling Breslow, hey, go do your job?
I don't think that. I don't think he was like walking around like, this place sucks, that GM sucks, that manager sucks, I'm the only guy who knows how to do his job around here. I can't imagine it's that. But I do think there's an air of
arrogance and entitlement.
Yeah. And that you can feel that. You don't have to hear that. You can feel that.
Loaded, and also I hate to say
especially
it,
if you travel
and I should know, loaded with immaturity.
Oh, yeah. Like, he is, what is it, Caritas? Like, he's the baby. Like, he's a baby. He's very immature.
He's even got all the way down to the baby face. He's super immature.
And most divas, not Devers, most divas are. Because that's where I go back to that sort of AAU culture mentality. They're pampered. They're taken care of. Oh, you play basketball, so I'm going to give you free sneakers. I'm going to take you on this trip. I'm going to pamper your clothes. You're the greatest. Like, you don't have to grow up. You don't have to mature.
Yeah, then you think there's a swag bag or a free mail right. or someone around the corner right. to tell you you're awesome everywhere.
And you don't actually have to do anything for it. You don't actually have to, yeah, you pay me because I hit. I don't actually have to do more than that. I don't have to, quote unquote, work for it, which would be play first base or do something I don't want to do. But the bigger question is, when do we put this to bed? Is this a talking point for the rest of the season in terms of performance?
And I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
That question right there, that idea. If they, let's just say they make the playoffs.
The
and 40
and 39, the one game over 500 Red Sox, two games to go before they hit the literal numerical halfway point of the season. They're either going to be all of three games over 500, or they could be one game under. Like, so they're a very mediocre baseball team.
Are we going to, I guess, assign every victory and loss to the Devers trade? See, if you had kept Devers, you would have won that game. Yeah, you would have never won that game
100%.
With Devers around. Are we going to do that every day?
Not every game, but yes.
Chunks of games based on the morale, the offense.
Yep.
That would be the thing.
Yep.
Because
yep.
not yesterday where the defense let them down.
Mm-hmm.
Defense definitely let them down yesterday.
Shocker.
Well, I thought we had cleaned that up, Dan Ball.
No.
Me too, actually.
And now
we're moving in the right direction.
Guys, I've been telling you this for years. We love the chat with Alex Cora each and every week. He's a good guy.
But
bad defense is a hallmark of Alex Cora managed teams.
Is it his fault or is it the fault of, and this was a little bit in the Devers story, if you remember, and again, I don't remember specifically which one, but the whole Roman Anthony taking ground balls in right field for everybody to see was the management, the owner, mm-hmm. I mean the manager, Cora, putting it out, see what we have to deal with? We got to teach these kids how to field ground balls at the major league level. This is what we're dealing with here.
While Ding Dong was goofing around at shortstop.
Right. Is there some truth to that?
Yeah.
So there's a rookie at third base, correct?
Currently, yes.
There's a rookie in right field.
And the rookie at third base, by the way, playing very well.
There's a second-year player in center field who's just settling into center field because he was a shortstop, so much so that they gave out a bobblehead with him playing shortstop and center field.
Oh, he's also played second.
Christian Campbell is a second baseman, a first baseman, a center fielder, a minor leaguer.
First base, Bugs Bunny. Second base, Bugs Bunny. Third base, Bugs Bunny.
Abraham Toro is not a first baseman, except he's a first baseman. Then he goes to third. He boots a ball like the first game he's over at third base.
Oh, I saw it, and it was against, of all teams, the Angels.
Also not really a major league player.
But he's supposed to be a third baseman.
Abreu, Gold Glover, except not this year. Not a Gold Glover. Duran, Gold Glover, except not this year. Like, are all these Alex Cora, or are a lot of these players young, underdeveloped? Will Fleming told this to us when he was done fighting and threatening me, that guys don't learn how to play baseball.
Like, Will Fleming going to have to cut a bitch?
What? Jeez, settle
well,
down.
Well, that was another thing in the story where they were, you know, like people, Rafi taking ground, these types.
Yeah.
They were purposely doing this, meaning Cora, to show the organization, like, what the hell, guys?
But does the public pay attention? Because people like Fitzy. People like Fitzy.
New segment on the show. People like Fitzy.
Say that a hallmark
I heard
of
they do. I
Alex
like
Cora's team
oh, they, yeah, some
can't play defense. You believe Alex Cora's teams can't play defense. It's
they
a
have
hallmark.
Not, they have not been good defensively. That
he
is the tweet.
you send me players that aren't good defensively that haven't really developed. I mean, Christian Campbell's the perfect example. We just talked about it.
I told you he needed
doesn't
to go
have
back
a position.
But he needed to go back to Worcester because he's half-baked.
What?
Like, it's not
like
done.
Like a cookie.
Yeah.
Not a druggie.
No.
Oh, okay.
Remember according to our numbers, this will all work out great.
Yeah, no. Your numbers
stink. No, Breslobot, they're not.
You're not winning 92 games like your numbers said you were at the beginning of the year. A lot of your numbers were wrong. And that's a secondary layer to this, or maybe it's the primary layer to this. Is there just an overall lack of communication? Because you say they were aligned on this.
Maybe that's a good thing.
That's what they told us. They said they were aligned on this.
No, I know.
14 mm-hmm. times.
Is that maybe a good thing? Could we argue maybe that's the first time they've been aligned on anything as a group, an organization?
I hate to say it. They were aligned on bringing Alex Bregman to town. What they were not aligned on was how to approach this with Rafael Devers, when to tell him, when not to tell him, and what the fallout would be.
Is Alex Bregman good?
That's where we are.
Is Alex Bregman good?
He's hurt right now.
Is he good?
At what?
Baseball, which would be most important here.
Yes, he's very good at it.
Yeah, so they added a very good baseball player who was better than we even expected to start the year.
Yes, because he's hitting in the baseball park that he did his best baseball hitting in.
So that was a good signing.
Yes, but the problem was the last time
they were fully aligned, it was the right thing to do.
And how was the team when they were fully aligned? Still kind of 500.
Oh, yeah, mediocre.
Yeah.
We couldn't find alignment. We couldn't find alignment.
You failed to reach alignment.
In terms of what was missing, it just was that alignment.
So the alignment was out of whack
mm-hmm.
until they all got aligned. Now, Rafi didn't get aligned. He got out of line.
This team needs an emotional chiropractor.
I think maybe we can spin this as a positive. That the first time they got aligned, like it's, you know, us against the world mentality. Rafi mm-hmm. Devers gave them a unifying, because we've done a ton of these. Whose decision is it when the pitching change? Is it Bailey? Is it Breslow? Is it Cora? Is ownership sending stuff? Does ownership want to see this? Does ownership want to see that? They all got together and said, I don't want Rafi Devers on the team anymore, right?
Yes.
Would that be a good thing? That they're unified, not the actual removal of Devers as much so as they found something that common ground. They actually agreed.
It became a matter of, we don't care how we got here, we just need to get him out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think that is a positive. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Justin in Washington. Justin, what are your thoughts on this post-Devers Red Sox situation?
Gentlemen, great show as always. I do have a point I'd like to make, but I have a question for you before I try and make my point. Mm. Is there anything that the Red Sox can do the rest of this season for both of you where you go, wow, we were wrong about this Devers trade. It was actually a bad thing to do?
No.
I expect him to absolutely not. Thank you, Breslobot. I think actually he's going to hit very well the remainder of the season in San Francisco. Not great. I mean, he's not going to crush and hit 50 because we talked to someone Friday about the whole marine layer effect. It's tough to hit home runs there when
you're a left-handed
hitter.
Plus, he's never done it anywhere.
And he's never done it in the first place.
Or 40.
Justin, it's all about can the Red Sox commit to their pivot to trying to be better defensively, which is tough, and a pitching-centric team led by the youth movement. If they can, they'll probably be just fine the remainder of the season. If not, you know, it'll be a mistake, but not as egregious as some believe it to be. That's just my opinion.
No, this is great to at least hear. So I just disagree. And I think fans like myself who watch like 160 of these darn games, it's a lot of time we spend on it.
Good for you.
We've been lied to for the past like 5-6 seasons. And finally, we had something to believe in this season. And then they go and trade away their best hitter unequivocally. He's better than Bregman. Go look at the numbers. There's been 5 hitters to have an OPS over 850 the last 5 seasons. It's Judge, it's Otani, it's Freddie Freeman, it's Rafael Devers. And basically, the Red Sox trade this guy away, and they're not going to be able to add anything this season because there's about 6 teams that are going to sell at the trade deadline.
Correct.
And Breslow's too focused on getting value in return. And then in the offseason, to replace Devers after missing the playoffs this year, which is going to happen, John Henry has never shown the ability or willingness to spend on a long-term contract. So that means we're not going to get a good hitter. And all the pitchers that are free agents are over 30 years old. So I'll leave it at this. Not only will they not make the playoffs this year because they traded Devers, who you guys just didn't like personally, but they're probably going to be working to fill the hole that he left next offseason by trading away prospects, which inherently means by getting that big bat, they're not going to also be able to get that number 2 pitcher, and they're rebuilding until 2027, which I just don't think is being covered enough.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Okay.
First of all, I don't know Rafi Devers personally, so I can't possibly dislike him personally.
I didn't like the way he carried himself in every public.
This is all observational and, you know, hearing things a little bit behind the scenes. But we're not in the clubhouse, so I'm not going to pretend I'm an insider like Rob Bradford or any of those guys. But we hear some things, and mostly it's just reading the tea leaves, watching what goes on. Like, you don't have to know him personally or even talk to a single clubhouse insider to know he was, you know, borderline conduct detrimental to the team when he sits on a picnic table and says, no, I will not do what my boss asked me to do, to refuse to play first base. You don't need to know anything to see. He doesn't really talk to the media, huh? Don't most star players usually talk to the media? He doesn't do post-game interviews for Nesson, which is a team broadcast. He doesn't do any of these things that go with the role of being a team's best hitter. Justin, you're right. He's their best hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He was their best hitter. I'm not going to argue against that. He was absolutely their best hitter. Now, he said John Henry doesn't give out long-term contracts or lucrative contracts. I don't even know what he said. Well, he gave Devers one, and he gave Chris Sale one.
That's probably not the best idea.
Gave Crochet one.
Do you wonder if all of these long-term contracts blowing up in John Henry's face, the way Trevor Story did, the way that Chris Sale did, the way that the Carl Crawford did, the way that Adrian Gonzalez did, the way that just about every long-term contract except for Garrett Crochet, and of course it's not even half a season's returns, do you think when John Henry had a very emotional overreaction, signs Devers to a giant deal to placate him and the fan base, and then says, oh, S-word, I shouldn't have done that. I'm telling you, I think this team is going to get out of the business of long-term deals.
Yeah, then they're getting out of the business of winning baseball.
They won't win
baseball.
They may get into the business of overpaying players on shorter-term deals, but they're not going to do long-term deals.
Okay, but that's few and far between. I think the Alex Bregmans of the world are few and far between. Yeah, I love that idea.
I've talked about that
business model for 15 years. If I were an owner, my ideal would be like, I'll pay that guy $50 million a year for 3 years so I don't have these back-ended deals.
Correct.
That is not the way
You don't want the Albert Pujols deal.
It doesn't matter what you want. The market bears fruit, and the fruit says, this makes no sense.
Then overpay short-term.
The fruit says, no, but why would the player take 3 years, $150 million, when he can get 10 years, $500 million? He's never, it's never going to work out for him. These are guaranteed contracts. It's baseball. You don't get to set the market. You have to do business as business is being done. If you don't want to do business as being done, there's two options. Sell the team,
mm-hmm.
or just accept the fact you're never going to win again. Because there's a certain way of going about business in baseball that you have to invest in the team. I don't think he has a problem with it. You just need to accept that some of those contracts are going to blow up in your face. And he accepted that over a long period of time when they bragged about, what did Sam Kennedy say? I'll put our record and championships up against anybody over the last 24 years. You just listed all the bad contracts mm-hmm. they had over 24 years. All the bad contracts.
Well, over the last 10.
And they still won. I mean, Manny Ramirez's contract when he signed here, 8 years, $160 million, mm-hmm. is one of the best contracts in the history of baseball. It's few and far between.
At the time, it was mind-blowing.
But few and far between in terms of you got value out of that contract mm-hmm. every year, basically. So those don't have the cost. It's like dead money in football. Teams build into their salary cap an expectation of we're probably going to have 10, 15%, whatever it is, every year on dead money. Cost of doing business. Oh, right. That guy, we had to cut him 1 year earlier than we expected. We need to eat the contract, whatever. Baseball's no different, except there's no cap. There's no actual limit.
There's no second apron.
The cost of doing business, it's like me with my stupid cable bill. I bitch about my cable bill. I don't want cable.
Why have you not made a change?
Because I want cable. If I want cable, I have to pay the cable bill.
Cut the cord.
I'm not cutting the cord because I have all these friends. The service just went up this amount. The service went up. They dropped the channel. I can't watch this. I can't. You know what I never have a problem with? Watching anything. I turn on my freaking TV and it's there. But I still bitch about the cost of watching TV.
Because they know that people like yourselves are kind of a dinosaur. Like there are a few coaxially or fiber optically connected people still doing it. So they're going to try to milk you for everything they can while they got you.
Right. But you people.
You like being milked, Greg?
I got nipples. Can you milk me, Falker? You people
uh-huh.
have accepted there's certain things you're not going to watch, or you're going to have to borrow a friend's this and get the
just know a stiz.
Yeah, whatever. I can bitch about cable. John Henry can bitch about not being happy about long-term contracts mm-hmm. and not wanting to pay them and not wanting to lose money on the back end of them. but it's the cost of doing business if you're going to be a big market team in Major League Baseball.
That's how they do it now. Sure. Now, but back to the Alex Bregman thing, you can agree or disagree with it, and you can hope to be the person or the team organization that affects the change. That said, I think, again, I still lay too much of this or more of this than a lot of people do at the feet of John Henry for signing Devers in the first place. And however management handled the Alex Bregman situation, they may have wanted him all they want, from the leadership that he could provide that Alex Cora desperately needed in the clubhouse, to the quality defense, to the clutch hitting, all of it. Kennedy, Henry, Cora, they were once again in hashtag alignment. But they obviously did not inform Devers to the degree that they probably should have, their most popular player. Because he played the position that Alex Bregman came in to play. Okay. They Wally-pipped somebody they were still paying $250 million to.
We all knew this. Is he the only one on the planet who knew he wasn't a long-term third baseman? Literally, is he the only one? Because when people talk about signing him,
I know there's no jest in your voice when you ask, but probably.
He was like, he lived with blinders. He lived in his own world. He didn't live in the real world.
I was told to throw my glove away.
He lived in Devers' world. Because we had these conversations when before the contract was signed, after the what position is he going to play? What's his value if he plays third base, DEH, first base? Where's he going to?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be third base, two first base, two DH at the back end of the deal. Is he the only one who didn't hear those conversations, see that reasoning? Like,
it appears as such.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Rich in Western Mass. What's up, Rich?
Hey, you guys already stole some of my thunder. So I was going to ask the two reasons why they signed Bregman, and you hit it around the head. It's for defense and for leadership. And if you look at the amount of errors that the Red Sox made so far up until this point, it's mind-blowing. It's way more than the Rockies and way more than the median average of the league. And so do I think that Red Sox mishandled Devers? Yes. Do I think that Devers being gone is fine? Yes. I mean, we talk about Devers missing his batting, but we've been used to the Red Sox getting rid of good batters. I mean, you had Adam Duvall, you had Kyle Schwarber, you had Tyler O'Neill last year, who missed a lot of the games. And so I think this falls on Craig Breslow. So the lesson I've learned is don't hire a Yale graduate to run your baseball operations. And I think Alex Cora needs to do a better job managing this team. I mean, the players are making errors because it's a merry-go-round at every position every night.
Thanks for the call, Rich. There's plenty of blame to go around here.
The text line is like, can you just please stop playing? Why do I have David Hamilton in here? Why is Roman Gonzalez over there? Like, just pick your nine and go to battle.
Well, what if you don't have a good nine?
Can we just pick nine? Start with that?
I mean, I've asked for that for a while. Pick your nine. But I think there's also a fair question. Do I have a good nine that I can go out there and actually compete night in and night out? Or do I have to try to mix and match? Yes, Dan Ball.
Quick emergency quiz with Stiz. How many players have played second base for the Boston Red Sox since the beginning of the 2020 season?
80.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seven.
What's the question again?
Five.
Dan?
Wait, five?
Question again, Dan.
Five. How many players have played second base for the Boston Red Sox since the beginning of the 2020 season? So after the end of the Dustin Pedroia era.
Legitimate guess. 13.
Legitimate guess.
13.
Okay, Andy, your legitimate guess?
No. So when was it? 2020 what?
2020.
2025.
You are watching 2020.
5 years. 39.
Okay, Stiz, you're sticking with five?
No, I think it's a little more. I'll go eight. Eight.
Your answer is 32.
Oh, my.
Wait,
good
you're
God.
You have got to be. I almost said S-ing me on the radio. 32 different people. That would have gotten us ratings. Small bump. No, it depends if
they have to drop it.
Yeah. From Christian Arroyo, who played 151 games, down to three players who played one game: Rafael Devers, Zach Short, and Bobby Dahlbeck.
Who the hell is Zach Short?
Great question. I don't know.
I've never
trust
heard
the
that
process.
Name. I don't trust this process, and I've never heard that name before. Wow.
Wow. So defensive issues, players rotating in.
That's insane.
I thought I was being cuckoo guessing 13. Some major league teams have played one in that time.
What a concept. Guys playing positions every single day you're talking about, Fitzy? Staying like at that same position day over day.
Are those guys good?
Where they do that at?
Because if I had Jose Altuve, I'd play Jose Altuve, even though he's now a left fielder. That's my point from a Cora perspective. I'm sure this is a dated term. He would love to mimeograph the lineup night after night and just put it out there. He can't.
You could have just said copy. Mimeograph was
mimeograph that thing. Like, you don't think he wants to play the same guy at second base? He doesn't have a second baseman. He hasn't had a first baseman. So this is as much an, as Brez would like to say, this is an organizational problem, not just a managerial problem.
Well, do you think Cora makes that decision, or do we? I mean, this is the chicken or the egg conversation we've been having all year. Does Breslow pass down the lineup, or does Cora make that lineup?
That's one of the questions that we have all chickened out of asking him. That we need to really get to the core, because I think a lot of Red Sox Nation would like to know.
Pretty sure you'll have a microphone and an opportunity and a platform tomorrow.
Hey, how about 5:30? You too, there, tough guy,
Alex. 5:30.
5:30.
I just realized 5:30 is late in the show.
It's 2:30 West Coast.
No, I know.
That's like what time it is right now.
It's this first one that I've done. Did you guys do 5:30 the other day?
5:15.
Oh yeah, 5 o'clock hour. Alex Cora.
Same day that we had the Rafi Devers intro in San Francisco.
Will we replay him at 5?
Mm-hmm. Last week's.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Fitzy's favorite part of the week. It's Fitzy's
it
five,
is?
And I don't know what it's about this week, and I am a little bit excited. I'm a little bit scared. I'm not sure what's up next, but we know it's the Fitzy five here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the last time, we also have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.